John, a comprehensive scoreline. Was it a comprehensive performance from your team to win 5-1 today?
It wasn't a comprehensive performance by any stretch of the imagination. I think we were comfortably the better team. But we got sloppy and we've played miles better than that. And we've got to use it as, you know, as a learning exercise as well. You know, we've got to see out games better than that. We've got to control games a bit better. We've got to get our passing right. I mean, we've not got to get sloppy when we work so hard to earn the right for time and space on the ball. And we were guilty of giving it away far too many times. And, you know, we're disappointed with the goal we conceded. And as I said, you know, we won't rest on our laurels. We'll look at that and see the areas that we need to improve on, because there was big areas today that we can improve on. And then we'll also highlight the good things that we did, because, you know, we had a couple of spells in the game where we were breathtaking. Some of the football we played was fantastic, but we're capable of doing that for longer periods, and we're capable of putting teams under more sustained pressure than what we did today, particularly in the second half.
You did create a lot of chances. Could perhaps have been more if you'd been more clinical.
Well, it would have been more if we'd have been more clinical, but they've missed a great chance to get one back before half-time through our own sloppy play. You know, at times, Sean McComber was unplayable. You know, he shows the talent he is, and he has been doing all season, to be fair to him. But we didn't give him the ball in the second half, or we did, but not enough. And when he did get on the ball, he was a constant threat. We know that we've got to start up of play. Obviously, it's difficult for you all because, you know, they're having to make a lot of changes very quickly, and it's hard to get their team to gel. So we were hopeful that we could take advantage of that. Now, we did to a certain extent, but then we didn't use the space that we earned ourselves by pressing them and taking the ball off them. We tended to give it back to them.
In these post-match interviews, you tend to be quite harsh, quite critical, quite sort of analytical of your team's performances. Do they still deserve a great deal of credit?
Well, they'll always get credit for winning away from home, because it's difficult to win away from home anywhere you go. And to win any game of football in League 2, you know, the prize is so great at them 3 points. They're like gold dust. And so, you know, we're hammering that home, and, you know, we are pleased for them, and we have congratulated them on getting the win. But it'd be careless of me to congratulate a performance that I don't think is anywhere near like we can play. You know, I congratulated them after the Plymouth game and we lost. So, you know, it's not as if I'm picking and choosing. I'm saying that I was here, and we can play better than that, and the lads, nobody can play better than that.
I guess it's happened to you with the boot on the other foot. What's happened to York today? A deflected goal, a penalty, a controversial one.
Yeah, well, when things are going against you, it seems to stack up, it seems to mount up, and you just got to go through it. You know, he's a good manager, Jackie, and I'm sure he'll ride the storm. And, you know, we'll get players in. The longer he can work with the players he brings in, the better they'll be.
You've mentioned Sean McConville already. In terms of goal scoring, that partnership of Key and Windass just keeps delivering.
Yeah, you know, Billy's probably missed the easiest chance of the day. But he's on hand to do what good strikers do. But, you know, I know this sounds daft, but Billy's not really in the team for his goal scoring ability. Billy's in the team to hold the ball up and bring other people into the game. And our game is based on that type of football. And, you know, Billy does it really well. And, you know, I feel for Teddy Gornell, because Teddy Gornell's a smashing centre forward, but the way Billy's playing at the moment, it's difficult for him to break in.
And a wonderful moment for Shane McCartan, who's not had too much time on the pitch and then produces a terrific goal.
Well, he's been bright as a button all week in training, and he was close to starting today. But, you know, we thought about it, but we chose not to tinker with it. And it was a fantastic finish, and he can do more.
FA Cup next weekend now, a bit of momentum. 5 wins in 6 now to go into that.
Yeah, well, we're playing well, and the lads are confident, and, you know, it'll be a difficult game, but we expect every game to be difficult, so next week will be no different.